Now, the Neil Rogers Show on News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
Hey, Neil, f*** you.
It's bedtime. You can't get to sleep because of that annoying late-night hack. Then take Arsenio Hall's cough drops. Get them in fruity, cool, and oh-so-hip flavors. Arsenio Hall's cough drops. Triangle-shaped, just like Arsenio's head. So, when you're kept awake by that bothersome... Get busy. Get relief. Get Arsenio Hall's cough drops. Take only in small doses, as much as you can stand.
Oh, what a bad break, man. He only milked it for how long? For 6 freaking years? My God. Kiss the ground, baby. Arsenio, he'd be going off, man, because nobody was watching that damn thing. That was one of the most incredible. You got to hand it to him very carefully, by the way. I wouldn't hand anything to him because, man, he seems like he's just always ready on the edge of that sofa, ready to hop on anything that's moving and some that are, like, still stationary. Arsenio be going May 27th. That'll be the end. That'll be the final. Huh? If you say anything about that show right away, they make something racial out of it, so the less said, the better. I don't see that it has anything to do with that, but there are certain people who want to make that into a big race. The fact is that if the guy was purple, he still sucks. Him and his whole audience, man, put him on a bus and send him to Peoria somewhere and get him out of our puss, which they'll be doing. Look at that. The show debuted January 3rd, 89. So, it's been on for, like, ever. 6-year contract was due to expire in December, and there had been no negotiations on renewing the deal, according to Paramount, yada, yada, yada. So we'll see you, Arsenio, and good riddance to bad rubbish, man. One of the worst shows, one of the most embarrassing pieces of crap, one of the, all these people that claim that they, watched that show, all these fake hipsters, posers. Anyway, by the way, the guy that called, where was he calling from the last couple of times about, the Packers and the odds in Vegas from the Excalibur Sportsbook? Well, in case he's listening from whatever bizarre place it was he was calling from, the odds are, amazingly enough, only 12-1. 12-1? Yeah, Packers are only 12-1 to win the Super Bowl. Let's take something a little more daring, you know, like the Bucks. Bucks are 150-1. The Bengals are 150-1. The Dolphins are only 5-1. So when we go out to Vegas in June, take like $2,000-$3,000 and plunk it down on her, okay? What is it?
Yankee Town is where.
Oh, that's right. The guy was from Yankee Town. How you doing in Yankee Town, Yankee? So that's the name of that tune. And what are we going to do about Dick? Dick had a bad stroke, and what can I say? Maybe that, you know, you want to get religion when you read about that, huh? Is that insensitive to say something like that? Does that make you a relentless bastard to say, well, old Joe Kennedy had a bad stroke? Huh? What do you say about that?
Oh!
Exactly. And now Dick Nixon's got a...
And I wet my pants.
...stroke. So anyway, that's basically what's going on. We got our big trip coming up to Vegas. We got the show bill for May and June for Vegas. I guess the less said about that, the better. Well, who wants to see a bunch of stupid shows anyway, right? Huh? I mean, I could read some of the names that are going to be out there at that time, but it's not a primo time for Top Name Entertainment, is all I can tell you. Let's just go out there and check out the scum and the sleaze, as they say in the Herald and the Sun Sentinel. Let's do a mobile in the Gables before we really do anything else. Hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you this morning?
Tremendous.
Neil, I have to disagree with you with one point you already started.
About?
Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
I mean, all these old fogies from Miami Beach watch Jay Leno and David Letterman.
I don't watch any of them.
But Arsenio Hall has had good guests, and he's had musical groups on there, which other companies...
Arsenio
other-
sucks.
No, he doesn't, Neil.
Arsenio blows.
No, he doesn't, Neil.
Yeah.
No, he does
Same
not.
Same crap every night, sitting on the edge of that sofa, practically falling off on the edge, super horny, super phony hip, super crap. The guy's got no talent whatsoever. He can't interview, he can't sing, he can't dance, he can't do anything except act horny. Anybody can do that.
And who in the hell can sing and dance that's on late night? Who brings on good artists? I'll give you an example. A lot of the musical
Who can
groups.
Sing and dance who's on late night?
Yeah, who?
The who?
Neil, man, you have a good day.
They suck. See ya. All the people on Arsenio, the audience, the host, the guest, they all suck. You had Slick Willie on there. What does that tell you? Hey, I like my president, man, but he's just a douchebag. That's all I can say. He's better than what preceded him the previous 12 years, but boy, he's a bitter pill to swallow, I'll tell you that. That's what Hillary said. It's awful hard to swallow. So anyway, Arsenio is going the way of the wind, and here's right off the bat. If you liked Arsenio, it's interesting, up until today, up until it was announced that he's getting canceled, he's not going to be back on, I couldn't find anybody ever, ever, who admitted to watching that show. Not one. There wasn't one person out there who had the balls to say, I watch Arsenio, I actually like the show. And now all of a sudden he's going off, and this guy, at least I give him credit, had the big ones to call and say, yeah, he was okay. He sucked. Look at those Dayton Broward lines. Is that exciting or what, huh? Is that like an invitation to death, to suicide? Anybody watched the movie last night on Fox, on Channel 7 here locally? No? The Menendez story? Sud said he watched a tiny little teeny-weeny bit of it, and that was it. I saw about 30 seconds of it at the track in between watching the Rangers kick the ass out of the Islanders again. Oh, we can't say ass anymore? What was that all about? Randy had a great promo that had him put together with that old bag saying, kiss my ass, and they yanked it out of here now. What is that? That was a great promo. It was funnier than a crap. Oh, we can't say crap either? Can't say funny? What the hell can we say? See ya! That's about it. Oh, and today is Luis Miguel's birthday. God, I almost forgot about that. You guys almost lucked out. Well, I don't want to get Lasseter all upset over there in Tampa, but screw his ass anyway. We might just play a Luis Miguel record at the end of each hour today just to celebrate, okay? And if anybody don't like it, to you, that's what I say, okay? Because I'm here doing my show, and if you don't like it, you can, go kiss Arsenio right where the moon don't shine. What a thought that is, huh? I think that the main appeal from Arsenio was that he was so bizarre. You know, he had that, he looked like he just landed from a spaceship from Mars or Uranus. He had that, like, triangular-shaped, bizarre, weird, the whole ambiance of that man. There was just something strange about that dude. And then, plus, he would sit, never sit his ass back in a seat. I think maybe the sofa was the problem. If they would have sat him like in a right, no, seriously, all the other shows, they sit in a chair, you know, behind a little, you know, I realize it's kind of like trite and everything, but they sit, they look more comfortable. But he was always sitting on the edge of that sofa, just like he was ready to pounce on anything that was moving, man. And especially if he could sniff it, you know, if he could sniff just a little bit. Oh, man, he's just like hornier in hell, ready in a moment's notice. And that just gets you nervous, like, during the entire show, just watching this guy who looks like he wants to pound. And plus, he always had these, like, sloppy, big, loose suits on, you know, like he could just whip them off and do it right there on the stage. Maybe that's what he should have done, would have had an 80 share. Huh? Maybe he was hiding something big from America there, and it sure wasn't the numbers. Well, it's nice knowing you, Arsenio. That's what America's all about. I think it's a shame, really, that he's going up, because that show epitomizes the whole mentality of this goddamn country. 1013 at WIOD and WSUN. If you've ever applied for a mortgage, you know what a real pain in the ass it can be. Oh, I can't say that. What a pain it can be. You wait for the application. You wait again for the bank to review all the paperwork. Instead of waiting, what you really want is to be moving your ass into your new home. There he goes again. At Prime Mortgage Investors, the waiting game stops. Their professional loan officers work hard to make sure your loan application is processed fast and efficiently. And because residential mortgages are all that Prime Mortgage does, you're working with the experts. Not only do they offer one of the fastest turnaround times, but Prime has the lowest rates with programs for condos, homes, investors, and also no-income verification loans. Prime Mortgage Investors' loan programs are so flexible that if you're a creditworthy borrower, they can find the right mortgage just for you. Your mortgage is Prime's only business. It's as important to them as it is to you. The residential mortgage hotline is waiting for you to call today for more information. You'll be able to speak to one of Prime Mortgage Investors' professional loan officers. Just pick up that phone and call them right now, 446-4979. That's 446-4979. Prime Mortgage Investors, the residential mortgage specialist.
It's a different kind of sports show. Sports Talk 610 every night at 6, right here.
W-I-O-T. This fall on the Fox Network, the producers of the hit game show called Studs bring you the brand new hit game show on the Fox Network called Sluts.
Yeah, so like how much money would you be willing to spend on me before I have to come across?
Yes, the same folks who ripped off Chuck Woolery's Love Connection to bring you Studs now rip themselves off to bring you Sluts.
Well, Valerie, you've heard from all three contestants. Which one do you want to go out with?
Gee, if it's up to me, I'll take them all on.
Tune in this fall to Sluts on the Fox Network, where anything worth doing is worth doing in really bad taste.
What's this obsession with Hokie?
Here's Chelios back into the Toronto end. Now
rebounded by Osborne, but he held the puck. Chelios bounced one for Carney, half outside the line. Taken away now by Rouse. Bob Rouse to the Hawk line. Centered in Manderville. A shot. He scores! And Manderville, a short-handed goal. And the Toronto Maple Leafs, with an even strength goal, a power play goal, now a shorty.
Oh!
First 11 and a half minutes of the game. A less than auspicious start for the Eagle. It's 3-0 Toronto.
Nothing like getting a shorty in there, I'll tell you that, right?
6'2", eyes of blue. It's such a shame he's not a Jew. Has anybody seen Miguel?
Yes!
He's on the beach, he's out of reach. But in his shorts there lies a peach. Has anybody seen Miguel?
No!
If you like your guys circumcised, he just won't do.
Boy!
But if you chose to hold your nose, there's bigger things in store for you. So can he sing? Can he dance? He makes a party in Neil's pants. Has anybody seen Miguel?
Incredible.
Whoa!
Oh, speaking of W. Drew, yesterday I'm listening to Randy on the way to the track, and some caller, one of our Yentas out there, one of our young Yentas in training, calls in to inform her that Drewsy's on the light bulb with Spider-Man and that other group of malcontents over there who are busy peddling their $40 spots, like 30 of them at a time, back-to-back. So anyway, I punch over there for a second, and I have no idea what he's doing except, of course, bad-mouthing this place and everybody in here, which is really great if he ever would want to come back. So I guess he sealed his fate, thank goodness. And then they go into a thing. I punch it back for about 30 seconds, and he's, like, talking politics. And Spider-Man is sucking into a thing about Gary Hart and Dan Quayle. It was the most pathetic bunch of caca I have ever heard in my life. Boy. I mean, if there was ever anybody needed living evidence, living proof that this man did not belong on the air, that this child was absolutely beyond any hope, it was right there yesterday. Here's Palm Harbor. Wait a minute. Who's that? Palm Harbor. Hello.
Yeah, you got any tapes of the Rangers game? You can announce Gary Thorne?
No, I do not, sir.
Because he sucks.
Yeah.
And good
about those, how about those Islanders, huh?
Oh, they thanks for the goal they put in.
See, let me tell you this right now, that at least if the Panthers have been there, we'd...
They're in probably 3-1.
Have to at least be making a better showing than the Islanders.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
It's going to be a tough game, you know, with Detroit losing to San Jose.
San Jose beats, I'll tell you, the worst trade in the history of hockey. Bob Esenza, the human sieve in goal for the Red Wings, gives up 5 in Detroit. Look out now.
I loved it.
I loved it big time.
It's going to be New York against Toronto, looks like. Might be right.
How can you beat that?
Great. Can you play me one request and I'll let you go?
What is that, sir?
Play that song with Renee Lachman's a douchebag or something. His
Walk
mother.
Away, Renee.
Yeah.
And by the way, Marlins pulled one out last night. They pulled it right out there, right in Denver.
5-3.
Okay.
Have
a great day, pal.
See you, pal.
Yeah, if we keep playing San Diego and Colorado all season long, we might. How about those Braves?
Oh!
Jesus, God and Joseph. I might have to be forced to actually whip this out. Old Nakahoma. What are they, like 13-1? Yeah, it's 13, isn't it? And like the last 6 or 7 in a row, and they just win every day. And they don't just win, they win like 7-1 and 82-0. And like, what is that? What is that all about? I mean, last year they got off to that very depressing slow start, and then they had to like scramble like crazy. Then they almost blew it at the end and had to beat the Giants in a playoff. This year, they just like might not lose another game until July. And of course, they'll be here next week. Some of us will be there for both games. I think we'll cool them off. We had pretty good luck against them last year. We played them tough. We, us. Well, we won a game last night, so now it's we, us. Isn't that how it works here? Here's Miami on the Star Line. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
We're doing it, man. Big time.
I have to agree with you 1,000% about Arsenio. Wasn't he the fatal?
He was what?
He sucked, didn't he?
Fatal?
Oh, he sucked.
It was fatal.
He looked like he wanted to kiss every person he was talking to.
He wanted to touch it and grab it and squeeze it.
He acted like he was really feeling for the people when he was talking to them.
Yeah, exactly. Like he was reaching out and touching somebody. He ought to go to work for a Southern Bell.
You got it, baby. Hey, how about them Marlins?
Yeah.
When's the last time you seen them come back from a loss in the ninth inning? They're kicking it this year.
They are. They almost pulled that one out on Sunday, and then they came back. They blew the look. I was in a radio going home from the track last night, and they Girardi got that hit for the Rockies, and we were behind 3-2. And I figured, well, nice try. And then I pick up the paper this morning, and we pulled that baby out again.
I fell asleep in the ninth inning.
Well,
and
you better keep your eyes open because they're going to be pulling it out a lot this year, man.
And some games too.
Right.
Take it easy, Neil.
Have a great life. By the way, Alfredo needs some serious. Did you take a look at that child today? Good God. He must have been up celebrating Luis's birthday all night with him or with somebody or with like a whole bunch of people. Good God. Anyway, did anybody see the movie? Did we get a call on that? George did tape me the movie last night about the Menendez trial, which, you know, once it comes to see, there's not much interest now because it's like in limbo. And there's not much interest now. But once they get the retrial going, which eventually will happen, did they say anything about that at the end? About when there's going to be retrial? No. And once that gets back on Court TV and CNN again, millions and millions of people be like tuning in and watching these guys and see if they still look as good as they did before. Anyway, so did the guys last night look any good? Fair? Not, they did not look good. Well, what kind of a movie is that? That's the whole deal. That's why these guys got off, because they were good actors, and they looked pretty good. They were like all-American, except Eric, who was a little wimpy and cried a lot. But they looked pretty healthy, you know? And when you guys like that go on trial, the jury says, well, they look too cute to, like, kill Mommy and Daddy. There must have been, those parents must have been relentless bastards, you know? And at Jose, he was probably like a relentless, I don't want to say spick.
Spick.
Well, that's what the story said, okay? He was a relentless spick. But at least he lived out there, not here, so we don't want to get anybody upset about that. Okay, he should have been on KPCI USA. It's 1024 at WIOD and WSUN.
Whoa, Suds, this Sunday's draft day.
Oh, great.
Do I have to bring my own mug?
No, it's not that kind of draft day. NFL draft day at Joe Robbie Stadium. We're all going to be there as 610 WIOD broadcast the NFL draft live. First 1,500 fans through the door get a WIOD fan bag stuffed with prizes. Gee, I hope there's Beano in it again this year. Draft day at JRS, also pick a seed day.
That's nothing so special. I pick mine every morning.
What a putz. Pick a seat day is when you can pick the seats you want for season tickets to the Fins. Get a good seat, and you can even watch Dolph and Denny's ball spot grow.
Oh, think of it. Where else can a bunch of guys sit around all day pounding beer, watching TV, and picking their seats? Oh, it's a party.
It's time to play.
The WIOD NFL Draft Day Party, Sunday at Joe Robbie Stadium. Gates open at 2, coverage starts at 3. Brought to you by Mailboxes, etc. Warren Henry, Infiniti, Jaguar, Volvo, Range Rover. And South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. 610 WIOD. Now, the big news every weekday morning is Rick and Suds right here.
News Talk Radio 610.
Oh, God.
WIOD.
Many of us may not be getting enough.
What's the worst thing that can happen when you're eating a fast food burger? Besides the burger. That's right, you find a hair in your food.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, and it happens all the time. But now, there's a restaurant that avoids this ugly shock because it's right on the menu. Come to Fuzz Burgers.
May I take your order, please?
Yes, I'd like 4 Fuzz Burgers with ketchup, pickles, and extra hair.
Curly or straight?
You want curly or...
Curly. And a shake.
Chocolate or strawberry blonde?
Blonde hair.
Want any lice with that?
Yes, never be surprised by hair in your food again. It's on the menu at Fuzz Burgers. This week, order a hairball and fries and take home a free cone.
So what's wrong with a little fur with your lunch, huh? 1029 at WIOD, and I'm going to, like, issue a challenge, but I don't think anybody's going to be able to answer it. I was talking when I came back from vacation about that real thin... Well, I've talked about it before, but nobody pays any attention, as usual. That real, real thin crust pizza that they have in Rome. I mean thin as like, the only thing I could compare it to, it's not as thin as paper, but like a manila envelope, that thickness, which is pretty damn thin. But that's how thin they roll it. And they like, you know, put the cheese and then the salami or whatever you want on top, and they cook it in the wood-burning brick oven. And it's real crisp, but only on the outside, on the edges, like almost like burned on the edges, and real thin and delicious. And somebody was telling me that there is a restaurant on South Beach with a real stupid name like Italian restaurant or something original like that that has something fairly close to it. But I want to issue the real... see, because there people have the New York-style pizza, which is about the thickness of cardboard, right? Piece of cardboard. Yeah, or a little thicker. And then, of course, there's the Sicilian, and then there's Chicago deep dish or pan or whatever you want, which is real, real thick. Well, that's okay. All of those have their own place. But the best of all, and maybe our friends at Vito's or Jeff up at the Trough or somebody out there can duplicate that real, 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 real extra thin.
The Fashion Cafe.
Is that the name of it?
Supposedly.
Somebody just called already?
Yeah.
The Fashion Cafe. Is that the one on Ocean Drive on South Beach? Because that's where allegedly this one's supposed to be. The Fashion Cafe. Maybe we could get some of that sent over here one day this week. You know what? Even though, and of course, there's nothing fattening about that because it's like, I'm telling you, man, the crust is as thin as the paper in a manila envelope. That thickness. I mean, real, real thin and delicious. God, is that good stuff. What does that have to do with anything? Here is the Fort Lauderdale on the pound line. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Well, now with Arsenio going off the air, if I die tomorrow, I'll still have a smile on my face.
Great.
But you've been on for a half an hour now, and you haven't mentioned anything about Roseanne and Tom.
Thank God.
Okay, Neil.
Who gives a crap about those slobs, especially that fat pig?
I think it's always nice to hear about them when they have some service.
Yeah, there you go. She makes me sick. She makes me want to puke. She ought to elope with Arsenio. They'd make a good pair, the two of them.
Well, that's true. That's good. Maybe he ought to elope with Arsenio. Might make a better pair.
There you go.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Yeah, he might be better in bed than she is, I'll tell you that. Oh, man, I tell you, it's basically what the world is. Let's slow down for just a minute, okay? The world is, here's the list. Michael Jackson, Madonna, Roseanne. Now Arsenio's like, he's in there for like a few seconds. Letterman, Lard-Ass Limbaugh, who am I leaving out? LaToya once in a while. That's it. Who else? I mean, there's some people on the edges like Cher and Arnold and, you know, a few of those are like on the second rung of the ladder. But like basically the world is revolving around Michael Jackson, Madonna, And those two are so far and above everybody else. And then Roseanne, who's now, of course, getting her puss in there again, so to speak, because she and Tom have split up. Who gives a flying crap? And I actually know people who watch that show, including George. Didn't you tell me you watched that show? I can't believe. I mean, if you had any credibility, which you don't. I mean,
You've never watched it. You're wrong. You've never watched it. I've watched it. I don't believe you.
Just like Seinfeld. I tried watching that show for like 10 minutes one night.
Hilarious show.
It's Seinfeld. A very weak show. When you have it, don't you understand, when you have a dish, you don't have to subject yourself to the little drips and drops that the networks give you. You have too much of a choice. I don't have room in my life for garbage like that. Don't you understand? I don't have time for that crap. But I think we've discovered something here, and that is when you're uncircumcised, that foreskin, no, seriously, if it's too tight, it cuts off the circulation, and that's not a good part of your body to cut off the circulation, because that's where a lot of guys' brains are at, is right in that part of their body. It's where they do all their thinking. And as a result, when your circulation is cut off, it has this effect, and you start watching crap like Roseanne. So I rest my case. Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale on a Dateline. Hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Great.
Couple questions. In last night's hockey game, in the Rangers game,
see,
when it's 4-5-0 and the Islanders are like, why don't they go to another game? Like in a more exciting game, like the Bruins game or the San Jose game.
Well,
like they do in football.
In between periods, they did go to the Bruins. I think it has something to do with their contract, but you're absolutely right.
Once
it got to be 4-0 and then 5-0, and I mean, the Islanders were never in the game at all.
They weren't even trying.
At that point, they should have gone to, we should have seen bits of the San Jose-Detroit game, which was a great game.
Because I was going back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, and
then finally, at least they showed us the end of the Montreal-Boston game, which is another great. That's going to be the great series, is that Montreal-Boston series. That's a hell of a series.
I'm rooting for Boston.
Yeah, of course. Those frogs.
And for pizza?
Yeah.
For thin crust? I mean, like thin, so when you pick it up, it stays flat, thin, doesn't droop over, but real thin, crispy pizza? Take out only at sunrise and sunset at Zuccarello's.
Zuccarello's?
I think that's what it's called. They have incredible thin crust pizza, but it's just thin crust. None of that thick stuff. Just thin
crust. Yeah, but is it like regular New York style thin?
Yes.
No, but that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for like extra thin. I mean, so thin that it's like almost like a piece of paper, literally.
It's the thinnest crust pizza I've had so
really?
Far. Yeah. It's excellent. And it's so thin, but it's you know, people try to make thin pizza and they put the sauce on, you go to pick it up, it slides all over.
Oh, that's no good.
Exactly. This isn't like that. This is incredible pizza.
Huh.
But it's takeout only.
Zuccarello's?
Zuccarello's. It's in that shop next to Publix where Sunset and Sunrise Boulevard meet.
Sunset and Sunrise.
Right.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you just have to fight the parking lot.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll check it out. I know what you're talking about.
Right, that pizza's really good.
I never had it.
And, you know, if I'm in the neighborhood during lunchtime, they sell slices. I go in there all the time because it's excellent.
They sell slices of the real thin?
Of the real thin.
Oy,
check
great.
It out.
Okay.
On your way home. And in closing, Tool Father? Oh, God.
Grazie. Prego. Two open lines, both in Dade, 751-9463. 751 thin is best. I'll tell you, when it's thin, it's quality. Trust me when I tell you, from personal experience. 1036 at WIOD and WSUN.
This afternoon at 2, it's the goddess, Randy Rose, right here.
News Talk Radio
610.
WIOD.
Jimmy Johnson sucks, and so does his haircut. Oh!
She's a shining example, an embodiment of everything that's wrong with America. Girls with nothing to do and a low IQ, always tune in to laugh at her. She's disgusting to watch and her material blows. Why does someone like that have a TV show? She's grotesquely fat with cheese between her toes. Roseanne is a douchebag.
Oh!
I get so aggravated when Lucy is equated to that whiny and obnoxious slob. And she's a dirty fighter if the critics don't like her, cause she's insecure about her job. Her ratings are high, but I don't know what for. She's just a puke inducing and untalented whore. And I don't want to see her on the TV no more. Roseanne is a douchebag.
She's a douchebag, she's a big douchebag, but she's a douchebag. She's a smelly fat bag, she's a doo-doo bag, yeah, she's a douchebag.
Why? The TV guy would have you think she's the rage. She's featured every week on almost every page. I'd rather see her go back to the pasture and graze. Roseanne is a douchebag.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Codependent little hubby. How's your pathetic life? Now that you're riding on the coattails of your successful wife.
She's a douchebag, she's a big douchebag, yeah, she's a douchebag.
Oh!
She's a smelly fat bag, she's a doo-doo bag, yeah, she's a douchebag.
All the hype surrounding her is hard to believe.
Arsenio for five and a half long, ponderous, tedious years. Let's see how long we're going to be able to milk that fat bitch. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's 10:42 at WIOD. We're not going to have time to play Luis every hour today, so maybe like a little taste.
America!
Like that. Huh? Maybe a little more taste? Okay, put a lid on it. We have an open line in Dade, 751-1 on the Star Line. Wouldn't want to get Bob and his redneck audience upset over there in Tampa, God forbid. Here's a lady in Spring Hill. Hello.
Good morning, Neil. How
Buenos
are you?
Buenos dias. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. Love your show. Found it by accident.
Grazie.
My radio cucked the right. bed, and now I only get a FM on it.
Your radio what?
My radio did caca.
It did caca?
It cacaed the bed. So All I get is an FM station, and I found you by accident, and I absolutely love you. I can't believe you get away with what you get away with.
What is that?
Everything. I'm a snowbird down here from Massachusetts.
From Massachusetts? From, like, where?
Well, 11 miles out of Boston, Winchester.
Winchester?
Yeah.
You know something? I lived in Boston for 2 years. I never heard of Winchester.
It's a very Yankee type.
Is it near
town.
Like Lowell?
No,
Peabody?
No. It's surrounded by stone.
Swampscott?
Medford.
Medford, now we're talking. Okay, now I know where it is.
It's not far from there.
Right.
But I absolutely love the station, and I have a few questions I would like to ask.
Anything you want. We will. If we don't know the answers, we just make them up.
Oh, I hope you do.
Of course.
I hear you talk about Renee Latchman.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to play that, too, by the way.
Is he the same Latch that was the third base coach for the Boston Red Sox back in the early 80s?
See. He was also the manager of the, who did he manage, the Brewers, somebody, the A's, somebody, briefly, for about 5 minutes.
And how he is he down here? Is
terrible.
He well-liked down here?
They hate him like poison.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Because if you're familiar with Boston,
and his old ugly brother, the pitching coach, they hate him even worse.
Maurice?
Huh?
His name is Maurice, his brother.
Maurice?
Yes. Renee and Maurice.
Renee and, what is his brother's name?
Maurice.
Marcel.
Oh,
Marcel, not Maurice. Marcel, well, he had the first letter right. That's close enough.
Oh, I was close. I never met his brother, but if I may, I would like to share something short and sweet with you and your audience.
Something short?
Short.
Short. There was that. Just slipped out. That Boston just slipped out of you.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Don't stand up again.
Back in the 80s, he was a friend of my ex-boss.
Wow.
And I never really met him until maybe 3 months after speaking with him on the telephone.
Yeah.
And I have an older brother who has multiple sclerosis, and he's been in a nursing home. Renee was so nice. He got me. It's when the Red Sox won the Eastern Division back in the 84, 83, something like that. Renee got a baseball, had all the guys sign it, and he brought it into my office, and I didn't even know who this guy was standing at my desk. And he handed it to me and told me who he was, introduced himself, very nice man, and gave me the baseball for my brother, which really put such a smile on
Well, that's
on
really nice. We still hate him, though, but, I mean, that is a very nice
really.
Story.
He, but
we
he's
despise
such
him.
A gentleman.
Yeah, he is
really.
A nice guy.
Maybe
you know what Leo
problem.
DeRocher said about nice guys?
He should be more
he said
assertive.
They yeah.
Be just a little more assertive with the guys.
Of course, you don't have too much to work with at this point, so we can't blame him anymore.
And I agree with you about Roseanne. I never watched the show.
What a disgusting, this obnoxious, fat bitch.
I know. My husband feels the same way about it.
I mean, when she first started getting a little notoriety, when she was doing her stand-up squatting comedy routine, she was kind of funny, you know, like in short doses.
Didn't
but then,
she have rollers in her hair at the time?
Whatever. I don't know. But then she became like this gigantic mammoth, bigger than life piece of crap. And I got news for you. I can't take like 5 seconds of her. She's always the same with that same. I mean, she doesn't do anything.
No, you're
she's
right,
just nauseating. She's just disgusting. She's just a pig. Seriously, she's just
off.
A pig. Anybody could be a pig.
I love you.
Well, have a
you're
great
so
day.
Outspoken.
I am. Have a great life.
I enjoy your show.
And give Renee a big kiss for us.
Right
on the post. See ya.
Bye bye.
How about that? That Boston, that chart, that one where all it takes is one word, it just slipped right out. Maybe she did a number in her charts. We have an open line in Dade, one in the, look at that, the cell one in the south, I can't keep those straight. The phone lines for the cars. They're just not doing it today. Everybody else is doing it. We have one open line on the green line, 1-800-944. Did anybody call and say that they saw that movie last night? I guess not. Why does that happen? Every time I see something that I'm interested, nobody else gives a flying crap. When it's something that I think is the most ridiculous. Oh, didn't you see that? How could you not watch that? Everybody wants to talk about that, you asshole. Oh, sorry. Just like I go to the track last night. I cannot take this schedule this year with the NHL playoffs. It's an abortion. As Bill Monroe used to say on Meet the Press, it's an abortion, which is why he's not on there anymore. Also from New England, he couldn't say abortion. Abortion. And but anyway, so like they got the Islanders and the Rangers playing two nights back-to-back. Which makes sense because they're like both in the yacht. And then they got like 3 days off, and then they play again on Sunday because it's all for TV. So maybe they assume that some of the players will get attacked on the subway in between and they'll have to have time to heal up or something. What is that all about? So I go to the track last night. No problem at all. I got my VCR all set. Anik 120, CBC, nice clear picture. I come home. There's the goddamn Montreal-Boston game. I don't want that. I want the Leafs. I want my hockey game, Miss Ratchet. If I could tell you how distraught, and I mean, sure, on ESPN last night, we're seeing like it's 1-0, it's 2-0, it's 3-0. The Leafs are kicking their ass. That's nice, and they're showing some highlights. But I want to go home and enjoy the game. I want Don Cherry and Bob Cole and his bald spot and Harry Neal. I want the whole thing, Ron McLean, man. No, I got the goddamn Montreal Canadiens, okay? Make me want to puke. Patrick Roy. Even his name, bleh, it sounded like Roy. See what I'm saying? Sounds like puke. Looks like puke. So what do I have to do? I have to, like, set my VCR, Sports Channel Chicago, 4:30 in the morning. They replay the game, thank God. And that's, and I'll be honest with you, that was a pretty good call by Pat. What's his name? Pat Foley?
The Pain.
What is that? The Pain is great. Oh, I took the card out. But it was a pretty good call. the stuff that I go through just to try to put something on the air a little bit different, and it still don't pay off. How's Luis doing, by the way? Just a little taste, Luis, is all I want. Just a little taste. Of course, a little taste leads to bigger and better things. That's enough. Okay, 10:49 at WIOD and WSUN. I'm not gonna read these stories anymore about Janet Jackson's car and about all this other crap, because this copy is the worst. That in all the years that LoJack's been on the air with me, this is the all-time worst. Nobody gives a flying crap about Janet Jackson or her $40,000 black Range Rover or any of that other crap. All they care about is their car. And they care about not being ripped off by spending thousands of dollars for some stupid alarm system that makes a lot of screaming noise that nobody pays any attention to. And once it's disabled and the car is gone, they never see their car again. What they want is real protection. And that's why they definitely want LoJack, because it really works. It's a silent but deadly homing device. And anytime your car is stolen, you just call the police. They enter your little personal computer thing into their police tracking computers, and they zip in on, they home in on that signal. Just like a homing pigeon. And they get your car back fast in one piece while it's still worth getting back. And right now, when you buy your LoJack recovery unit for the one-time cost of just $595, you also get a free, there's that word again that they love in this town, a free remote-activated car alarm. Absolutely, positively free, with no added monthly fees, no hidden charges, no installation cost. So check it out, LoJack, with your South Florida new car dealer, or call Elaine. She'll answer your questions, and God only knows what else she'll do. Toll-free, call 1-800-53-LoJack. 1-800-535-6522.
There's only one way to cover South Florida traffic. You gotta cover all three counties. Dade, Broward, Palm Beach. You gotta have more traffic reports. At least six every hour during rush hours. And there's only one station in South Florida that goes this far to get reliable traffic information to you every day. South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. News Talk Radio 610 WIOD. There's never been anything funny about getting up in the morning until now. Rick and Suds, weekday mornings right here.
WIOD. 10:53 at WIOD. Guess who's going to experiment? Guess who's our first volunteer to try to make the real, ultra-thin, paper-thin pizza like just like in Rome? Guess who it is? Let me give you a little hint. It's just a joke, Jeff. It's just a little joke. Oh. Ponytail is going to do it today, okay? He's going to bring us like an ultra paper thin, real as in Rome. Did you tell him what I wanted on it, George? Did you tell him I wanted the Genoa salami on there? Did you tell him that? And what did he do, laugh in the phone?
I left a recording message.
Left a recording on what?
On his answering machine at the orifice, because I couldn't get him in the mobile, which is what he called me on.
In his orifice? What, is that where he's going to cook it?
He's got a storage closet in the back, and he's got a desk in there. It's his office.
I've been in there. I know that. It's like a broom closet. He took me back there to impress me with what a hotshot businessman he is. I've seen bigger clothes closets than that. His orifice. Mr. Hotshot. So the Pizza Loft is answering the challenge today, and they're going to do it. Can't wait for this. Here's a lady mobile in Boca. Hello.
You?
Yes.
How are you?
Great.
Am I supposed to be talking too loud?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'll let you know. Don't worry about that.
Okay. Now, first question. What color is your Corvette?
What color is my Corvettes?
Yeah, are they? Yeah.
One is like aqua blue, and the other one is ruby red, the 40th anniversary collectible.
Okay. You were not the one in the turquoise Corvette in Sunrise that was involved in a car accident over the weekend.
No, I was not.
Oh, good. I saw it because they did not identify the driver, and I was concerned it might have been you, but it wasn't.
No.
Good.
Well, aren't you listening right now?
Yeah.
Don't you think if I would have been involved in some kind of a contretemps, I would have come on the air and started screaming and carrying on like some kind of a wild bitch in heat?
Because it was Sunrise vehicle.